It's the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and according to polling from Marquette Law School, roughly half of Wisconsin residents have at least one gun. So it's worth asking this morning, what do Wisconsin's gun owners think? How do they view their right to bear arms? How do they store their guns? And ultimately, I guess, how do they use them? Answers this morning from the most in-depth survey of Wisconsin gun owners to date, and we invite you to answer those questions yourself here on the morning show by joining us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. Our guest, John Dietrich, who's an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. For more than a year, John's worked on a special report on gun deaths in Wisconsin published by the newspaper in November of last year. Dietrich led a team of reporters on the Wisconsin Gun Deaths Project as an O'Brien Fellow in Public Service Journalism at Marquette University. And John, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me, Lee.
So why did you decide to follow up with your series, special report titled Behind the Gun, with a poll of Wisconsin gun owners? What was the thought behind this?
Well, so our first pieces in this series, Behind the Gun, really looked at the overall scope of gun deaths in Wisconsin. Sometimes stories, which I've written myself, have focused on things like homicide or accidental and all really important areas. But what was missing in that was suicides. And our earlier report revealed that 71% or 71 of 100 gun deaths in Wisconsin are suicide. So our first installment really worked on that particular angle and really talked to folks about some efforts among gun owners to address that. And then we really felt like it was important to follow up working with Charles Franklin from Marquette to say, could we ask gun owners about their practices as a group? A lot of times when Charles does his polling, he does ask gun questions, but it's with a lot of other questions. This was just gun owners, roughly 350 gun owners who answered 31 questions about various practices.
And John, as you write in your story, Marquette Law School pollster Charles Franklin says that owning a gun is kind of like talking about owning a gun is kind of like talking about how much money you make. People are not too quick to disclose their information when asked. So how then were Wisconsin gun owners convinced to talk to these pollsters?
Well, you know, that is an interesting question, because that was something at the beginning when I talked to Charles and I was at Marquette for the year doing the fellowship. We knew this would be a problem coming in because of, like you say, this is one of the questions that people don't generally answer. But one of the reasons why is I talked to lots of Wisconsin gun owners for this project. One of the reasons why is the language that is used and the sense that gun owners have. They told me that, you know, it sounds like in some of the polling language that there might be an agenda or something like that. So we really went to a great extent to work with gun owners and Charles, who he himself grew up around firearms. He had gun in his home growing up and so forth, so he's familiar. We talked about what language would be more invitational and maybe less off-putting. And so I think the results were very encouraging, because all 54 exactly gun owners answered all of our questions. And, you know, they're pretty personal questions that I was really encouraged that we got that buy-in.
Yeah, but John, you did have an agenda for this, right? You were trying to explore the numbers that you found in your reporting about 71 out of 100 gun deaths in Wisconsin being from suicide. So how were questions worded? How did you go about earning trust through polls?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, in terms of an agenda, I think what gun owners told me that they were really focused on was that reports sometimes jump to solutions, typically legislative solutions. And certainly that's, you know, part of the discussion. But our project was really, I feel like we were trying to reveal new information. And I don't know, the gun owners really felt, in my interviews and so forth, that we were in an exploratory stage and didn't have a conclusion sort of in mind. And again, I've written a lot of pieces, you know, on guns over the years. And I think some of my work maybe has veered into that area in the past. And so we were trying to be more open-handed in this way and ask about things. So, for instance, we asked about defensive gun use. You know, a lot of times that's like a yes, no answer. Have you ever used a gun to shoot somebody or discharge a gun in a defensive scenario? Well, that's just really one part in a more complex question. And so in that question, we had like four or five questions that played out. So have you used a gun in a defensive purpose? That's a minority of instances of those that we talked to, about 30%. And some gun owners felt like that was high. Actually, some gun owners I talked to said, I don't know anybody who's ever used it defensively. But then when we got it defined defensive, and then we went down the line to say, did you declare you had a gun? Did you show you had a gun? Did you draw and point the firearm? And then down to, did you discharge the firearm? So it was a more complex than a yes, no question. And inside of that, when we, even the phrase defensive gun use is something that I think gun owners responded to as we heard, because we did hear back from some people who took the survey and we interviewed them for the follow up.
So you say about 30% of respondents to this poll have used or have employed their firearm in a defensive way. How many have actually fired their firearm in a self-defense?
Yeah, so it's a small number. I shouldn't say it's a small number because right. It's a big thing. It's seven, total, but that's 354. And I should also point out, like, these numbers, Charles's reporting would indicate that there are, and his polling, that there are more than a million gun owners in Wisconsin, right? Mm-hmm. So we have 354 respondents, and we just need to be really mindful that at that number, this is not statistically representative of all gun owners in the state. So that caveat that's importantly in there. But so it's a small number. And again, I talked to some gun owners and, other polling has shown a much smaller number of defensive gun use, and some has shown a higher one. As I talked to gun owners in the state, some felt like that was kind of within their range. But other gun owners were like, wow, that seems high. And again, that includes the 30% includes all the whole spectrum. So that would be, somebody even indicating that they have a gun in a situation that they're using it defensively. You know, that turns out to be an important number because of some of the other polling that we found, which was that in the pandemic, that was the reason of those who bought guns during the pandemic since March of 2020, and especially new gun owners, defensive concerns about safety and defensive gun use and so forth is the reason that was ahead of hunting and other purposes in there. So that's why those two questions kind of went together.
We're talking about a new poll of Wisconsin gun owners with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel investigative reporter John Dietrich. And we invite you to the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. If you're a gun owner yourself, how would you answer some of these questions about gun ownership in Wisconsin? And why did you decide to purchase a firearm? Do you keep it stored, locked away? Do you keep it loaded? Have you had to use your firearm? And how? Join us, 1-800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and the reasons for owning a firearm in Wisconsin are changing. That according to a new polling, responses from state gun owners and the takeaway from a team of journalists who have been detailing our state's evolving relationship with firearms. John Dietrich's our guest, and he led that team, an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And if you have a comment or question about gun ownership in our state, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. And John, some more results this morning. As you detail, there are an estimated about half of Wisconsin households have at least one firearm in them. What kinds of guns do Wisconsinites own, and how many?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. We asked that. So in terms of questions, we had handguns is number one. Number two was sort of a tie between what we might call a traditional hunting rifle and a shotgun. And then a somewhat distant third was the AR-15 or That style of gun. What was interesting is that the AR-15 percentage of ownership, which is 14% in our survey, that actually matches a Georgetown survey that did surveying of the entire country. And Wisconsin in that survey was listed as the lowest percentage of AR-15 ownership when compared to, in the general population. One of the explanations that we think might be behind this, according to gun owners I talked to, is that while defensive gun reasons for buying is cited as defensive gun use, we're still predominantly a hunting for firearms hunting state. And so, and within the hunting culture, it's somewhat debated, let's say, as to using AR-15s in hunting. Some do, the upper receiver is essentially identical between them, but there is, in a deer camp and so forth, as people have said, there's a strong stigma against that. That may be part of it. We don't know, but yeah, it goes handguns and then traditional hunting rifles and shotguns, and then there is AR-15.
And so what about keeping the gun locked, stored, loaded, unloaded? What did Wisconsin gun owners say about how they store their weapons?
Yeah, so that was interesting. And as I talked to Charles about it, he was particularly, he said, I think his quote was that I'm, impressed and encouraged by these numbers, that the majority of gun owners report that they keep their guns secured, locked, in some sort of locking device, whether they're loaded or not. They're in a locking device. And the smallest category is loaded and unlocked. And that's a category that we have heard about in accidental shootings a lot, where it's not a scenario that actually happens that often. It's 1% of overall gun deaths, and yet it's sort of uniquely tragic and preventable, as the experts I talked to suggest, especially with children involved. But that is the smallest category, and that is the others are, add up to over 60%. But yeah, as far as loaded and unlocked, that's 8% of the total that we were recorded.
John Dietrich, our guest from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And was there a breakdown in this polling based on gender, rural versus urban, and other differences and how we view how we keep our guns?
Yeah, so we got a breakdown between male and female. It was about half, which we think is maybe not quite representative of gun owners across the state based on other polling by Charles Franklin. But in that group, that women, for instance, were more likely to have their guns locked up than men were. That was one finding as well. Well, also we found that gun owners living in urban areas were more likely than those living in suburban or rural areas to keep their guns loaded. And veering into the area of concealed carry, that goes for concealed carry permit. But yeah, so this breaks along. There are some changes between urban areas and along gender lines too.
Was there any indication about what gun owners think about gun regulation and gun laws in Wisconsin, John?
Well, we tried in this not to repeat some of the questions that Charles had done, and we sort of hit the max what the pollsters tell us. We got over 30 questions, so there was sort of a they said there's sort of a spot there. So there's a question that Charles asks about a lot. Charles Franklin does, about so-called red flag laws or extreme risk protection orders. I did ask all the interviewees about that, and we see in Charles's polling that he reports 80% among and pretty close among gun owners and non-gun owners, support in broad strokes that sort of legislation. And I did find again talking in interviews with gun owners, there does seem to be in those interviews support in that area. The details are important. And so while we're talking about that, Wisconsin does not have that. There are provisions by which somebody can be detained and their firearms ownership can be reviewed under Chapter 51. It is different than a so-called red flag law. And so earlier polling shows strong support for that. I think that that's an area that is going to warrant more explanation and more examination, frankly, in our series. But like I said, when I talked to gun owners on a one-to-one basis, it seemed to be that there was an openness on that front, which was focusing on the individual as opposed to limiting broadly the gun sales and that sort of thing.
John, with the minute we have left, did the poll raise concerns about gun owners harming themselves with their firearms, as this was at least to some degree the impetus for you to explore this this polling?
Yes, we did ask about that, and 20% of our respondents reported that they knew somebody who had had suicidal thoughts with a firearm, and they also there was another question about storage and holding guns voluntarily, that this is a practice that goes on among gun owners, again, about 20%. So a minority, but really such a big category and a big issue that was noticed in that. And that's probably from what Charles and others tell me, that's probably an undercount. But that that we did find that that was an issue, and that also among gun owners, that there is a practice of holding guns for others during a time of crisis.
Yeah. Hey, John, thanks for sharing your work with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Lee.
John Diedrich is an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. For more than a year, he worked on the special report on gun deaths in Wisconsin published by the newspaper in November of last year. But his work, as you heard there, continues. And we'll continue to follow it. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent this morning, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.